Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife, my co-host, and my best friend, Melissa Nickerson. Melissa's back in another optical illusion shirt today. Ooh, I see a pyramid. It was always a pyramid, right?
Yeah, it had to be like a very basic shape.
Yeah.
Or a boat.
Or a boat, yeah. Or a
schooner, specifically.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We really appreciate it. Happy New Year to you. Today, we have on the podcast Charlie Behrens. Charlie Behrens is a comedian and a good friend of mine. Charlie and I have been friends for, I don't know, 7-8 years, something like that. We met years ago on the road, and I'd done some dates with him, and he's been on the pod, and I've done his pod. Just good friend, good dude. We talk ADHD. We talk the Midwest. We talk
mustaches.
Mustaches. We do a serious analysis of my face, which I'm not crazy about.
We talk about loons.
We talk a lot about loons. We learn about loons.
Ice fishing.
We learn about ice fishing.
And which state in the Midwest Charlie likes the least.
Yeah, which he, you know, has a nice, good political answer for. So enjoy it. It's a fun episode.
Super
fun. Charlie also has a comedy special out right now called Neighborly. It's out on his YouTube, so check that out. Very funny. I wish, I think Charlie's great, has some of my favorite content on the internet, and he's just one of my favorite dudes. He's just nice to talk to, very genuine, very kind, very funny, silly guy. So, and really, you know, put our marriage on blast there for a second when he asked if you preferred if I had thicker eyebrows. So anyways, I hope you guys enjoy this episode with Charlie.
Oh, and we have a Patreon Zoom.
Yeah, we got a couple things to promote.
Tuesday.
Yes, we do.
January 13th.
Patreon is?
It's a way to give a little more and get a little more. You'll be getting behind the scenes footage every week. Announcements, early announcements, meet and greets at shows, Nickerson family Christmas card, monthly Zoom hangs. Check it out.
Check it out. Check it out. Also, a couple announcements here. This is actually a fairly big... Speaking of comedy specials, I'm officially going to be recording mine. This is... February 13th, 14th, Salt Lake City, Wise Guys Comedy Club, Salt Lake City, Utah. Go check it out. Next comedy special, everybody. We got a Salt Lake, you know, love Salt Lake. Time to record this hour. Burn it to the ground. Give it to the people. Write the new hour. It's mostly going to be about menopause. So, you know, nobody asked for what the next hour is about. Nobody cares. In the words of John Chris, nobody wants to hear about your hour. but upcoming tour dates I have. This weekend I'm in Houston, Texas, January 9th through 11th. January 27th, Charleston, South Carolina. January 29th through 31st, Raleigh. February is the 12th, Boise. 13th through 14th, Salt Lake City, just mentioned there. 19th through 22nd, Phoenix. March, Chicago, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, which we talk a little bit on here with Charlie. D.C. Everett, Tacoma, and then in the spring and beyond, Philly, Fort Wayne, Portland, Spokane, Vancouver, Las Vegas, Atlanta, Columbus, Cincinnati, Louisville, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Denver. Also, I just added Eugene, for summer. So check that out. That's it. Do we have anything else to add? I don't think we do.
I think that's it.
Enjoy this episode with Charlie.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, buddy.
Hello. Hello. How are we doing? How is
good,
Christmas?
Man.
Hi.
How is New Year's?
Good. It was good and chill and nothing too exciting. What was how was yours?
What'd you get into? It was really nice. Just hung out, saw the family. I went over to Scotland. That was cool.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Can you believe that? Not for Christmas, just afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Just what was going on in Scotland?
Just nothing. Just nothing. Just sort of a wild hair, as they call it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had a coupon for Aer Lingus.
A Scotland coupon?
Yeah. Aer Lingus coupon.
You had to use it in 2025.
Did have to use it. Had to book it in 2025, yes.
Yeah.
And as long as your trip out there was 2025, then that was fine. So got a real good deal, knew a guy. So
your travel agent. Yeah.
Not a travel agent. I wouldn't call it that. I just had to take I wouldn't call it a brick, but I would call it like something wrapped in plastic. And but aside for that, it was fine. Got through no problem. So
Yeah. Tell me what you did in Scotland. I want to know.
Yeah, that sounds pretty
well,
awesome.
Well, I didn't know much about Scotland. I went to the Highlands. Perhaps you've seen the hit UPN 24 show Highlander back in the mid-90s.
Of course, yeah.
I'm not sure if that's the same Highlands that we're talking about, but I did see them using the phrase Highlander.
Which is our only connection to this is that our children go to a loosely Scottish themed high school.
Yes.
Where their mascot is the Highlanders.
Ah.
And they're
so we have like the tartan, which is like the plaid.
Yes.
They have bagpipes, the whole situation. Mm-hmm. And then
we have a Scotty
and
dog.
And the Scotty dog is the secondary mascot. So.
And the first year we were at this high school, I was like, I don't get it. Like all this and the Scotty dog. And my dad was like, yeah, the Highlanders.
Yeah. Like, oh, sure.
I'm like, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Together.
I feel like
very random.
I feel like if anybody should have gone to Scotland in this conversation, I would be the last to have a reason to go. You guys really deserve that trip more than I. So
we go 5 times a week. Not including volleyball and just the school drives themselves.
Just back and forth.
We get enough
to
trips.
The high school. Not.
I will say that the time to go to Scotland is possibly not in the wintertime. It is colder there than it was even colder than in Wisconsin a few days. But, you know, I knew that having studied geography before and understanding how weather patterns work. So I knew all of this going in had I stopped a moment to think about it long enough, but it was very fun. So, and congrats to the
yourself?
Scots this year. What would you guys say? You're the Scotty dogs.
Scotties.
You're the
Scotties. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With one T, right?
Scotty.
Oh, I don't know if they have. I think that they throw a second T on there. They do. At least at our school they do. I don't know if they do, you know, in Scotland, maybe they just do the one, but the Scotty dog, they throw a second T on here.
Okay.
On all the shirts out here that say, once a Scotty, always a Scotty.
Okay.
And they have two T's. Famously, Bill Walton went to this school.
No kidding.
The late rest in peace, Bill Walton.
Wow, that's really fantastic.
It was also most famous for, it was the high school football team that had Reggie Bush and Alex Smith on the same high school team.
Really?
Yeah, two Heisman winners on the same team.
How'd they do that year?
They did real well. They won as much as you could win. That's very unfair. Yeah. They also had a real fast distance runner who's now up at San Jose State, our kid.
Oh, that's incredible. No, wait,
speaking
you have
of
a kid.
Famous alums.
I'm sorry. Is one of your children in college right now?
Yeah, yeah, we have a, it's, which is funny because you're my friend and that's, Taylor told me this, Tomlinson, years ago, like, you have to acknowledge quicker on stage how old your kids are because you can't just throw it in because people are taken aback
by it. People
are like,
wait, what?
Yeah, because we have a college kid, a high school kid, and a middle school kid. And when you say have kids, people assume we have like little kindergartners in the house.
Yeah, you guys mm-hmm. look like you met at college 4 years ago.
Apparently. Oh my gosh, thank you.
Yeah.
Not true, but
I haven't found the bit yet, but I've been working on stage about how like we dropped our kid off in college and 41 is like 40s is a weird age to be on a college campus because it's one of the only ages that is not on college campuses because you're too old to be a student and too young to be a professor. And also too young to be like an inspirational back to school story. So everyone just looks like, what's he doing? Is he a delivery guy? And you know, but really what it is there's a bunch of older dads admiring how much you can still lift stuff to your kid's dorm.
I mean, if you're sensing any trepidation on these college campuses, I think step one would be shave that mustache. And step two would be think about that bit. You know, that is a good mustache, though, as much as
Thank you. That's, you know, I've always, every time I see you, you got a different look.
Well, you know? I got a little shorter scruff action going. It was longer mm-hmm. this morning. I did think about doing a mustache, though. I want mm-hmm. you to know that I thought about it.
What'd you do for Scotland? Were you big beard out in Scotland?
I was just kind of letting it go, you know. Europeans are into that kind of thing, so I sort of let it go, but yeah, I mean, to pull off a mustache, it takes it takes something that I don't have. And you have it, Dustin, and I just want you to know I recognize that. I see you, and yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a compliment. I feel like some men don't have, like, very defined mustaches, you know, and maybe they have more defined eyebrows. Like, he does not have very defined eyebrows, which it's ironic that the mustache, you know, like, I don't know. It's just...
Mel,
you gotta try it out.
I'm glad. I was actually hoping we could talk about my face most of this pod.
Like facial hair.
In fact, just to stay on this topic, just for a second,
talk about body hair.
You guys have been married now. You know what you like and don't like about each other. Do you mm-hmm. prefer a guy with thicker eyebrows? Like. She does. Oh my gosh. I just started another fight. That's why he's wearing the thick glasses.
Yeah.
Those are like, who needs paint on eyebrows?
At night, I'm going to dye his eyebrows.
Oh, are they just a blonde? A blonde on the brow?
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's just not much to them. There's just not.
Can we zoom in on those?
What is wrong with your face?
Yeah.
I like them. I like them a lot. And I do like that your mustache is thicker, though. Although now it does draw a little bit more attention to the, maybe you could go to Turkey and get some eyebrow plants.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah. That because that's the big thing right now is the, you know, traditionally I've been very against on a kind of bit of an ethical level. I don't stand for, you know, cosmetic surgery. I don't want it in my life. But, you know, if Mel needs thicker eyebrows, then
Then we're sending him to Mexico.
Yeah. You can get a cheaper one in Mexico.
Oh, you can. You guys have looked into this. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know Mexico was good on this, but Mel's got that right out of the back pocket, you know?
You know, when you're this close to the border.
I think when you are in a relationship and you're like, someone like tries facial hair out and you're like, oh, okay. Like, you know, it's, I don't know if like, your partner gets bangs or like colors their hair differently. And you're like, do you like it? Do you like it? You know, it's
our mustache, the mustache, I'm just going to give it to the mustache has an origin story in that, I was out. It was like when we were doing like, COVID shows with Tomlinson in Portland, and it was like 50 seaters and it's Taylor Tomlinson. So we had to do like 17 shows, you know, and, I was trying a bad beard during COVID for a while. And, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get rid of this beard. And I just kept the mustache as a joke and randomly had this room that had a fireplace. So took some photos in a robe in front of a fireplace with my mustache that I sent to Mel in portrait mode, like late. I still have them like laying down, some chest hair out and the mustache. And you're like, these actually kind of work, Dustin. And then the next day, Tomlinson was like, I'm not going to lie, Dustin, the mustache works. And we live in a business where you want to have stuff that makes you get remembered.
Yep.
So,
yep.
There you go.
We are like, first of all, side quest, the hotel with the fireplace in Portland, is it the same one that we did a conversation in late night with the goofy colors? Because I just had a vision of a hotel with goofy colors. And I believe there was a fireplace, but perhaps not. If there
That's right. I forgot I did Portland. It probably was. Yeah.
There's not that many.
Because this guy
hotels.
And I did the Northwest together. Yeah, we did. And we did that. That's so funny. I totally forgot because I have some memories of that road weekend that we did together.
Yeah.
And that one had slipped me. But yeah, it had to have been.
That was like right as COVID was landing on the West Coast. So were we. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we were like doing...
Oh, yeah, guys were going to do like a mask parody.
Yeah, we were going to do like a bit about it, remember?
Yeah, bedazzling the mask.
Yes.
Yes.
And then we couldn't...
Isn't that funny? Isn't that so funny?
It's hilarious because that was when the politics of the mask had switched. Like, early days of the mask, it was those on the right were the ones getting the masks. And those... Mm-hmm. You know, I think, and because they were sold out in the Walmart in somewhere before Spokane, which was
we
not
were in like
a
Central
bastion.
Washington. Yeah. Yeah. We were like in Central Washington driving and we're like, well, we'll just go in and get them. And you couldn't get them. Yeah. That's so funny to look at that early. Yeah. It was just that had to been one of the last weekends we did.
That was it. Actually, I think I did the weekend after because it took a while. Like fashion, COVID rules took a while to get to Wisconsin. So
I think they left. I think they left faster too.
Yeah, they did. They did. It was fast fashion, is what it was.
This is one of the questions we threw out to you.
Our Facebook fan group that
we had you on, and one of the questions is, could Charlie and Dustin compare and contrast your experiences living with ADHD? And I feel like people are living with them in real time right now.
Yeah. No, they totally are. I didn't realize that that was such a big... Well, I guess I just put out a couple of ADHD things recently. You know, it's kind of fun. I mean, I am playing with the top of my water bottle right now. So
your camera has gone every direction. You keep moving. I love it.
I asked you to zoom in on your eyebrows and you wouldn't, Dustin. So I had to do it for myself.
That's on my producer, Handy. I can't. If I could, I would. But
that's okay.
I think that makes sense of... as I think about our relationship.
Your friendship.
My friendship, yeah. Charlie and I have talked a lot over the years and the time that we spent together. But I I can't. I mean, it just goes like that. It's like
it's quick.
It's just all over the place as far as the things that we're talking about. But I really enjoy it, and then I get really tired after.
Yeah, you are a nap friend for sure. Well, I'll need a nap after. No, I wish I was more of a nap guy. I think if I were to take more naps. I find that if I take a nap, and even not just close my eyes, just rest my eyes, it's like, you know, a narcotic. It's just gets you going then. You're like, okay, I can handle it. So sometimes when like you're overwhelmed, you just need a little bit of a, just to close your eyes, you know?
So
good conversation.
I want to sleep. right now. I was going to say, I do think ADHD kind of serves you guys for your travel schedule. And I say that because, like, we just were in Orlando, and, like, it takes me, like, a couple days to get back, like, 3 hours, like, the time difference. Like, I'm just, like, slogging, and it's hard. And I do think that, like, when you guys, you're just more adaptable. I don't know if that makes sense. Or maybe you sleep poorly anyway, so you're kind of, that's your baseline.
Yeah. We can just handle that a little bit. That's our go-to. Yes, our baseline. You said it right the first time. I didn't need to reiterate that. But, yeah.
Well, I'm just impressed that you guys can handle it.
Well, thank
you. The way you handled it. Mm, yeah. Because it's not easy.
I feel like I think this is the portion of the, you know, class where you have to go around and say something nice about everybody, you know, and you're using that, which I appreciate.
Throw that ball of yarn.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
He's about to do that. Yes.
Do you have anything that keeps you, you know, on your toes?
Oh, yeah.
Anxiety.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think teenagers, we're teaching our second to drive. She has her like drive test next week. That there's a lot of anxiety there for sure.
Teaching a kid with ADHD how to drive is very hard. When you already have it, this is a real conversation I had last night. Like, could you not get something out of your eye and adjust the radio as you merge onto the freeway?
This is a poor time.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, but I just want to have like the right song on. I'm like, let's not. You're merging onto a Southern California freeway. Let's put two hands on the wheel. And
this is real serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she says inattentive ADHD. And so she'll just also, we'll just be driving and she'll just drop 10 miles per hour. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're supposed to lose focus. You know? And you're like, okay, well, let's take a stimulant before we hit the road.
That's, I've been there. I've been there, done that. If I got something going on my mind, I could be going 20 under or over. It's just it's just the feeling in my mind is controlling my foot.
Yeah.
I got two speeding tickets in the same day, in fact, because of that. That's not even a joke, man. I was taking my grandma to the casino and she was just the way she and my aunt were chit chatting. I was just like, we got to get to where we're going, you know?
Yeah.
I got to drop you off.
Yeah. Yep. You got to get out of the car.
Yep. And pulled over twice in the same day. So, it's how it goes. I feel for that.
Well, you did a video about this a while back, and I think about it every time I do it. The ADHDer is generally served well, though, by the phone call in the car.
Yes.
And which sometimes, I don't know, I mean, because I think one of the, I don't know if you saw he did this video, is like, sometimes is it an insult to get a call while someone's driving? Like, oh, really? You could only talk to me while you're driving? But I don't think it's an insult, and it helps you with the drive. It just, you know.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
If I love a phone call in the drive.
Yes. I remember that video was inspired by my Nana, who was telling me that Uncle Steve called today, but he called in his car, so it doesn't count. and thinking about all the times I had called her in the car. And or she said he always calls me in the car. And I was like, because there's so many friends that I have just because of LA traffic. Otherwise, I would have lost touch with them. You know, when I was because when you leave college and I moved out to LA right after that, you know, it's hard to keep in touch with people. But that was how I did it. And in fact, from a stand up perspective, that's the only way I tried doing stand up. Like I wrote out this whole thing. I just had a problem memorizing, you know, because honestly, yeah. It was like the focus it takes to memorize it. And then I learned that if I could just say it a bunch, it could become muscle memory. And that was like the thing that turned my stand up from being like really, really bad at open mics. Like the only laugh I got was the one thing I didn't write, riffing about how bad my set was. To like, okay, I can get like like three maybe laughs at this mic. But it was that memorization process that was the hardest for me at first.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's the same for me. I just think about it all day. I just am kind of talking the bit out all day, you know, which I've heard
in your head.
Yeah, which I've heard Nate is the same way. I've heard Nate say that about himself too. Like it's just, you're just... I tell Taylor all the time, like, I would kill to have that memory where she just writes it. She'll go write it, you know, the best joke you've ever heard in a Barnes & Noble one day.
Yeah.
And then just remember it that
She's
night. And remember the next.
Trap. Like, yeah. She could just give you the hour, perform it at any moment.
Yeah. And I'm the same as you. As like, I've thought about, like, if I ever got cast in like movies or TV shows, the lines are what would make me the most nervous.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. How do you guys memorize
all
that stuff?
Well, you've had to do a couple like, what's it called? MC's things over the years, like early on. And you're like,
I couldn't remember the intros for people. They're like, you know, do this brief thing about like the CEO, but like back when you're doing like, you know, corporate event type stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to need note cards. I can't. I'm sorry. I'm not good at memorizing.
Yeah. I can kind of do like bullet points, like, and sort of feel it. But my problem is when I'm like auditioning for something, I would just sort of like get the bullet points and just kind of feel it. And then rewrite it in the moment which is not acting. That's just, that's like sketch kind of or something.
Yeah. Unless we really, unless I really, really care about it. And then you're like, actually, I could give you, you know, Jay Buhner's 1998 stats.
Oh, yeah.
If I locked it in at an early age or it was a hyperfocus. I don't know if you got certain hyperfocuses, but memorizing other people's writing is not it for me.
Yeah, we can definitely like find our things that we really like and we'll like get into that, and it will be just at the time when we're supposed to be doing something completely different, you know?
Yeah.
And you have a deadline.
It's like we're doing this, like the stuff I'm best at is the stuff I did to avoid doing something else, you know?
Right. And do you feel like at this point in your career now, like you have, you know, like as knowing your strengths and knowing the things you're good at, do you just like, just are you able to outsource as much of that other type stuff as possible? Like, you know, like I've got to have someone to, you know, to be on the calendar, to be on the books, to do like the, you know, just like the nitty gritty details type work. And like I guess what I'm getting at is where ADHD does serve you really well in your career is just being creative.
Creativity.
It's just coming up with ideas and then being able to execute those ideas. Are you able to outsource a lot of the muck and, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I am here right now on 3 minutes late. And that's the miracle of my team. That's why I replied all to that email with Colleen on it, you know, and because I will just now it's yeah, I do have. Yes, the answer is I do. And I have a really good team and they really help out a lot. And But even, you know, even then it just takes yeah, a lot to dial it in sometimes, you know, yeah. But that's okay. That's part of the fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure your team says the same thing.
Yeah, they're like, fun.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's why we have some talks every now and again about how how I can improve, you know. No, but it is one of those things where you do try to keep getting better at it and not losing sort of the thing that that people like about it. You know, you as well. So,
yeah,
you know, like you keep to take the fire, leave the ashes kind of thing. How's that for an analogy? You like that?
That's good. I like it.
Good. Yeah.
Thank you. Dustin did not like it. I could tell he did not like it.
No, I'm along to that. No, I was just laughing about how an ongoing thing in our bit, in our marriage relationship is how Mel will mess up idioms.
I would have said, you know, take the
fire,
ash.
Leave the crackers.
Yeah. And then I'd be like, you know.
Yeah.
No.
And then you're just stare. You had a recent one. Did you write? You have an ongoing list on your phone.
I do.
This will be a treat. You'll like this.
Please do that. That is so
good. Give me 1 second.
My girlfriend's first language is Arabic, and so she will do that too. She'll mess up a word. It's really not an idiom, but she'll mess up a word, and then she'll be like. She speaks English, absolutely, like, really good, obviously. But But she will always blame it on, like, this isn't my first language, you know? So that's kind of a running joke there.
I don't have that excuse.
Yeah.
That's okay. I want to hear these idioms.
I just start things, but I don't know how I'm finishing them. And I just kind of wing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think through it.
I like that, though. It's like you could probably, I bet you got, is this a bit yet? Dustin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I started strong and then I just stopped.
Well, you know, we haven't worked together in a while. But yeah, no, I have a bit in this current hour about, you know, one thing I've always known about myself is that I have no idea what Melissa is going to say, and I found out recently her and I have that in common. She also has no idea what she is going to say. She's hearing it at the same time we are, which is remarkable. It's a very fun way to live. You're just like
different brain.
You laugh. That's why you laugh at your own jokes so much.
Yeah, because I didn't know what I was going to say.
Yeah, because you laugh at a joke when you're surprised by it, and we see a joke coming, so we're not. But you're caught off guard by your own joke. So you'll say it, laugh at it, high five yourself, leave the room. And we're all like, great. So it's very entertaining.
Let me hear some of these.
Yeah, let's hear Mel's idioms.
I said, I'm not trying to get pigeon footed.
Pigeon footed is one of my favorites. It's pigeonholed, and then what's the footed?
Pigeon toed.
Pigeon toed. Yeah, that's funny. I messed it up. Pigeon toed. Where'd the foot? It's so funny.
I don't know. I did say antique roadhouse.
Antique roadhouse.
Instead of roadshow.
I get it.
Yeah. I'm explaining it for myself.
Yeah.
I said, I can only speak to myself. Instead of for myself.
That sounds like just an admission of you may need to see a doctor soon.
Yeah.
They fought us fist and nail.
Fist and nail, which makes way more sense than tooth and nail. Is it tooth and nail or fisticuffs?
Yeah, tooth and nail.
Because there's fisticuffs.
And fisticuffs. That's where it's always a merge of two. Yeah.
Except for pigeon footed, maybe flat footed.
Yeah. Club footed.
That could have been it.
Flat footed. Yeah.
Yeah.
We avoided the mine holes.
You avoided the mine holes?
I don't think I was there for that one. That's great.
We avoided the mine holes. So we avoided the manholes or we avoided the landmines? One of the
landmines. Yeah.
We avoided the manholes.
I said this. Is that Alanis Morissette?
Atlantis Morissette. Yeah, sometimes oh my you'll just God. Mess up a name.
I just want to see the t-shirts that are made off of these. Yeah. I want to know Atlantis Morissette t-shirt.
Yeah, well, sometimes she'll never get them back either. Like, most infamously in our relationship was calling the movie How to Train Your Dragon, How to Drain Your Dragon, and which is, and then, so we're in Universal Studios Epic a couple weeks ago, and she's referring to the ride as that, like, you can't get it back anymore, because once you've made a mistake on a word or a phrase, it's hard to get it back, and I think Atlantis Morissette and her hit album, you know.
It's like a drought on your wedding day.
Jagged Little Pigeon. Little yeah.
Jagged Little what?
Jagged Little Aspirin. Her hit album.
That's great. That's so much fun because especially for Dustin, you're like doing the bump and set there. And then,
yeah.
And then Dustin, you just get to get up there and like tag each and every one, because each one of those is a punchline.
Every single one, yeah. Oh, yeah, you just read them. Yeah, I want to, one day I want a coffee table book of just of them, you know.
I love that, dude. I love that because you keep this list up and then the art, get an artist. Which one of you is an artist?
Her, of course.
So you should just draw then. The visuals of like the manholes and whatever.
Oh, that's funny.
And then that can be the coffee
this is
table
why he's
book.
So successful. Yeah.
On the left hand side, you can have the image, and on the right hand side, you can have Dustin like writing a thing about like where you were, and like what the context was. You
this
know,
is good.
This is huge.
We're writing this down.
Look, that's why this guy's so successful.
I know.
Just turn this into
visionary.
A big old business idea.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Well. I would then lack any will to do it, but I think
You're just like, hey, someone go get that done.
Mm-hmm.
That's very funny.
No, keeping track of those. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We're gonna let me hit you with a couple more questions from our backseaters here. This is from Alyssa. So this will be a bit of a controversial one. I don't even know if you're allowed to answer this. I love Charlie. Ask him his least favorite Midwest state.
Don't make me do
would
this.
It's
like your least favorite child.
No, but could I give you an out right now? Is it, I mean, you have a, it's not your least favorite, but as far as this week goes, you have a staunch rivalry that maybe you're not feeling great about the state of Illinois right now.
Yeah, I'm not really, thank you. Yeah, Illinois.
He's a Green Bay Packer fan.
And
the
Packers.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I've spent a lot of time in all the Midwest states and not enough time. I think if you don't like a state, you haven't spent enough time there.
Yeah, that's well said.
You know, and Illinois does have there's some really beautiful theaters. Have you played the Rialto? Yeah, you have.
I don't know that I have. Yeah, if I have, is it where? What city?
Peoria
is it
and Rockford.
Oh yeah, I probably would have done those with Nate and or Taylor. I've been to Peoria, which means to me think I have because I saw the Richard Pryor statue there.
Yes, yes, and if it plays in Peoria,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
you know that phrase. Anywhere.
Yeah, I didn't know actually. I thought you were just saying, is that an actual phrase?
Oh, yeah. What they would say is if it plays in Peoria, it works around the country.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's nice.
Well, let me take it in a more, I do want to talk about the Packers-Bears game, but in a more, maybe a more, to your point, in a more positive direction, what's the most, like, underrated state in the Midwest to you? Which one does not get enough love that you feel like deserves it does?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. well, I will say, yeah. Okay. I think There's a lot that don't get the. I will say Ohio gets dragged quite a bit, and there's some really cool parts of Ohio, like, or should I say, like, if you've ever been to Van Wert, Ohio, have you ever been to Van Wert? Okay.
What area is that?
It's like somewhere in the middle, you know.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I think somewhere between Canton and Akron and Columbus and Dayton, somewhere right in the middle of there.
It's a main thoroughfare. Toledo in there too,
Toledo, but Ohio's got some you know, I don't think, you know what, Cincinnati's a cool spot, got some hills there. Yeah.
Does Ohio try and identify as the East?
Yeah, sometimes there's some people there that want to identify it as the South or the East, and maybe that's why I'm, you know, pandering to Ohio right now.
Yeah, because when I think of Cleveland, I think East.
Do
I think
you?
Of the East Coast. Yeah,
well, no, but, it's, I mean, definitely, it's in the Midwest.
Yeah, but it's in the Eastern time zone.
Sure is. In fact, all of Ohio is in the, but there's not a Midwestern time zone there, you know.
I mean, there's a Midwestern, the central time zone.
Central.
Well, it's central. It's not Midwest, you know.
Yeah. I mean, middle, central.
We could change that.
Indiana.
I mean, there's not a West Coast time zone either.
What's
that? Pacific. There's not a West Coast time
zone. Exactly. And you don't hear me, you know, using that to justify...
I just as a total outsider, I think of Ohio, I think of Columbus, and I think, and this is, you know, I've said before, you know, I'll give you Chicago, even though Chicago in no way whatsoever feels like the Midwest, but, you know, it touches Pennsylvania, Ohio, and that's very much East, but I guess Ohio is very vague in that it doesn't have a strong regional identity.
The thing about Midwest, man, is it bleeds, you know, it bleeds. It doesn't know its bounds, you know, like if you go to Buffalo, that's going to feel very Midwest, you know?
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh even has some
yeah,
flavors.
A lot of the Rust Belt feels very, very Midwesty. I get that.
Yeah. It doesn't stop at these, you know, generalized borders. And you know, the East Coast bleeds into some parts of Ohio and whatnot. I'll give you that. But it's just who's bleeding more at any particular time. It's a culture war. It's what it is.
Hey, listen, I would say, you know, the Midwest, certainly sports-wise, is really having a moment right now because we have Green Bay and Chicago this week.
Yeah.
And Indiana, baby. I know.
Odd, right?
Are where'd you go to school? Were you a UW guy in Wisconsin?
Yeah, University of Wisconsin, yep. Badgers.
I went to the other UW. That's right. So you don't have a strong rooting, because one of the questions somebody asked was, Lindsay asked, are you IU or Purdue? But if you're a Wisconsin guy,
yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
I really
Huge. I mean, to see the Bears in the playoffs, I mean,
it's happened before. Now, I mean, I'm not going into this weekend, it's going to be a little difficult. It's going to be a challenge, I think, you know. Yeah. It's not going to be a locked and loaded game like usual. I'm a little timid, more timid than usual when it comes to a Bears-Packers game. So,
well, I mean, the Bears are statistically better right now, which
by the numbers, if you take the heart out of the game, yes. they're better, Dustin. They are. I'll give that to you.
I mean, I'm rooting for the Packers because as a Seahawks fan, we would rather see the Packers than the Bears.
Yes. Well, and I think most of the world would, to be honest.
I'm going to eat my words, you know.
They're going to fight with everything they got. That's for sure. It's going to be a bloodbath.
Let me hit you with a couple more questions, then we're going to let you out of here. All right, buddy.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Okay. Maybe you already answered this, and we said that and you're talking about the way that it bleeds. But what is one thing that Dustin Amell need to know about the Midwest that you think we probably don't know? We talked about you bleed. You got a little south in you, a little west. Well, east. Right, you know, a little east in you. What are some other things about the Midwest that these two West Coasters need to know? I know.
Did you know that we got the world's biggest penny?
I didn't know that, but I'm not.
I think pennies aren't being made anymore.
They're not. But if you go to Woodruff, Wisconsin, we got the world's biggest penny over there. Did you know that we got the world's biggest loon?
World's biggest what?
Loon.
Loon.
Do you guys know what a loon is?
No.
No.
Are you serious?
What's a loon?
It's a bird. It's a fowl, waterfowl.
Okay.
Yeah, with a beautiful
bird.
Song here. I'll send you guys a. It's like ooh, wait, ooh. It's but way better. Ooh, ooh. It's so much better. The guys who can really do the loon calls, my cousin can do it. Anyways, they blow into their hands and it's good. But you can take out my loon impression. It was not very good.
No, that's going to be in the preview at the beginning of the episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they hunt them?
Oh,
is
no.
That why they're
doing
the call?
No.
Oh, okay. They're just mimicking the bird.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, some people just like, oh, this is a loon.
No.
Largest loons.
As you can see, it's got a little fish.
Yeah.
Now that looks to be a some variety of perch. Hannah made this actually, and she gave it to me. Hannah is one of my producers, and this is a beautiful duck. It largely lives within the water, and so it typically is on the water at all times. It's mm-hmm. flying, and it lands from lake to lake. Now this gets dangerous because at this time of year, when you get the black ice out, you guys know, like if you got a parking lot with some black ice on, a little bit of sheen, or sometimes just a parking lot. Well, if a loon is flying at night, what does a parking lot look like sometimes?
A lake.
Water.
A lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they'll land on the parking lot and their legs aren't strong enough and they need the water to take off. So if you guys mm-hmm. ever do see a loon on a parking lot, it would be good to go get some gloves on. You know, because you don't want to put your scent on the loon, especially if it's a young loon, the mother will leave it. And you're going to want, but the younger loons probably won't be flying. Usually they'll be on their mother's back. Mm. And, but anyway, then if you could kindly take the loon to the nearest body of water and put it back in, if, you know, some sort of expert isn't around to do it for you, that would be helpful.
Right. Noted.
Okay. So when we're in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Or Minnesota. Or Canada, you know, loons do not know boundaries, and they're wonderful hunters. And see, that beak is very sharp, and it's very cute. The mother will start swimming, and the little loonlings will be on her back. Do you see that?
That's what they call them, loonlings?
Yep. Loonlings is a very cute word. Yeah.
And then the loon will go down, and you can see the loonlings just going under to look at their... because you see those eyes are red, and that's infrared technology.
Real quick, what Melissa, as an artist, what medium was that?
I think it was paper mâché.
Was that paper mâché?
Paper mâché, yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I love that you had that.
Yeah, that's great.
I love it too. It's my favorite piece of work.
This is related to a different animal there. This is from Sarah. My sons are interested in ice fishing after watching his videos. We live in Wisconsin. So how do we get started ice fishing? And or is he ever in Madison ice fishing so he could show us the ropes? Let's just answer the first question. I know you're not Madison based, but how does one get started in ice fishing?
It's a great question. That's a great question. Well, I guess first things first, you want to learn how to survive if you fall through the ice, you know? That's not first. We'll get to that down the road. But basically, if the ice is good enough, you know, and if you look out there and you see other people out, if you see someone out there with a truck, there's a good chance that ice is perfectly safe. There's also a good chance it only has 2 inches on it and this guy's about to go through. So you want to
let him go first.
Yeah, you want to know what's the temperature been for the past couple days. There are ice reports. You can look up the ice report. If you don't have an ice report, you can go down there and like early ice, you can get a little stick, you know, and just whack it a little just to see where the strength of it. Now, 2 inches, I mean, you can fish on it, but know that you might be going in. Okay, so let's just say the ice is good. Then you get an auger, and an auger is something that you can hand crank or drill crank down, and that just gets you a hole, all right? From there, what we're looking at is, you know, wax worms. You can get those at the gas station, and they typically sell them in the old dip tins, you know? So the dip is gone, then you put some wax worms. Wax worms are just maggots, you know? So flies, you know, larva, that situation. You just put those on a jig, and or you use minnows, shiners, whatnot. Minnows and leeches are, you know, very particular per the lake. So you could get some fatheads, you could get some smaller ones, you could get some, you know, real big suckers and then try to get yourself a muskie. But frankly, you can catch yourself a muskie, the biggest fish in all the land, on really just a standard issue minnow. Because in winter, you know, their sort of habits change a little bit. And you'll also want a Vexlar. Some people prefer to use the Vexlar, which basically turns ice fishing into a bit of a video game. You can sort of, it's a radar that allows you to see the bottom of the lake, see if there's any live action going on there. You'll want a pop-up tent, which would be good to keep you warm in the winter. And, you know, and then also like have some spikes around your neck just in case you go through. Spikes can really help you like grab and pull yourself up. And if you do go through, you know, you could get the floating snow pants, but those are a little spendy, or you could just learn that you sort of seal flop to get back on there. And you're going to want to get into some warmth soon, otherwise hypothermia could kick in. But always remember when you first fall through, just keep breathing, breathe deep, you know, and that initial shock is what gets a lot of people, unfortunately. But yeah,
have you
anyways,
gone through the ice before?
What's that?
Have you gone through the ice before?
It sounds like it. This cold plunging.
Is it? I mean, is this worth the risk to me? I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy how much it's so easy to avoid any of that.
I think it's just a good time.
It's a great time. Yeah, of course.
It's just you're out there in elements.
I guess
with your gear.
I mean, to kind of make this full circle, I guess with the ADHD stuff, it's always seemed so boring to me.
Yeah. But if you know that at any moment you could go through that ice, I mean, that's exciting. That's a different level right there. No, and I like if you know the ice is good and it hasn't snowed, because if the ice is and then snows a lot and then ices again, there's sort of that weaker ice. Anyway, I think we lost a lot of your listeners. Like,
no, I think they were into it.
They asked.
Yeah.
They asked.
Someone going through the ice is extraordinarily interesting. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. And when I did it, it was not in a situation where it was a huge issue, you know.
Okay.
What's
that?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Do you keep the fish? Are they good to eat, or is it just more of like? Yeah.
Some of them. I mean, you know, you get a good eater, but if I get a real big one, I'll toss that back. You get one in the good eater size, you know. It's a well-populated fish, of course, you know.
Yeah.
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 You want the annoying San Diego thing that I was going to say is when you said we have an ice report. Yeah. Every morning we have a surf report.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, same thing. Similar.
Okay, well, let me ask one last question so you can give a shout out to a local. This is from Joel. Joel said, what's your favorite Wisconsin supper club?
Oh,
you got
yeah.
a favorite Wisconsin. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The supper clubs are a very Midwest thing.
Sure are. And there's a lot of good ones. I would say Wentz is over there, and Fond du Lac is sort of, if you're on the west side of Lake Winnebago going up from Fondy, you know, right before you get to Oshkosh, right on the right hand side, full mm-hmm. 45 is Wentz's Supper Club. And, you
okay.
know, every.
That's good. I'm in Oshkosh in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's you right. Hey, did yeah. you tell me about mm-hmm. that and I'm not in town or something?
I did not tell you about
that.
Oh,
you were just going to wait till the day.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you texted me 48 hours before you were going to be in San Diego.
No, I'm
maybe a week.
No, I'm still not. I still haven't gone to San Diego. I texted you months.
Okay, well, I'm not there till March, so I still can be in the months category.
Yeah.
I'm there for a day. It just got added. It got added late.
Wait, I got a question. If you don't know when I said that I was coming to San Diego, did you just reflexively tell me that you weren't going to be there?
No, I definitely wasn't.
I think you
wasn't.
Guys are both mixing up, you know, somebody texted, hey, I'm going to be in Wisconsin.
You know,
hey, I'm going to be in San Diego.
This is easy to verify.
I think you're covering up for him right now.
He's got receipts. I don't know.
No, you're right. On December 1st, you asked me if I was going to be around in February.
See? Look at that.
Look at you looking ahead.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then I asked you to do the pod, and then you ghosted me for a couple weeks.
I didn't ghost you for a couple weeks. I forgot to get back to you.
Yo, I screwed the pooch on those dates. It looks like I'm booked. Any other Tuesdays work?
See?
And then I responded a while later, and
you waited a few days to make me pay for not getting back for a couple of weeks. That was a resentment delay.
There's none. I have nothing but love for you. But our two ADH years texting is it's very funny. There's just long gaps and then long paragraphs. No, I'm going to be there in March. But I'm there. Really what I'm in is Chicago, and then we added Oshkosh like the day after. So it's one of those like fly-ins, you know. I don't even know if I'm going to be there. But
cool. What day?
Yeah. March, I'm letting you know almost the exact same amount of time. March 8th.
What day is it?
Sunday. I'm in Chicago the 5th, 6th, 7th, and then I'll be there the 8th, and then I'll be out your way. I just, you know, that happens with me in Wisconsin. I always feel like I'm there like a day, but the last time I was out in Milwaukee, he came out and did some sets. It was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. Davenport on the 8th, but.
Another great Midwest state.
Sure.
Iowa. Yeah. One of my favorites.
Yes.
Yeah, got a lot of love for Des Moines and Davenport. So
and Cedar Rapids,
baby,
and Sioux City.
Well, thanks for doing this, man. It's,
yeah, no, thank you.
I mean, you're gonna know more than me.
Thank you.
It's always great to see you. Well, congrats on the special. In the intro here, we'll promote it, obviously, but seems like it's doing great, and glad to hear that you're doing great, man.
Appreciate you guys. Yeah, this was very fun, and you guys will have to come up and see you loon sometime.
See a loon. Maybe go take the kids to the Dells.
There you go.
Wisconsin Dells, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Can yeah. show you a loon mm-hmm. there.
There you go. Yeah. All right, thanks, buddy.
See
be
a
good,
loon.
Guys.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Hey, folks. Thanks for listening to that episode, everybody. We want to give a special shout-out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up. Thanks so much for your support of this podcast. To Adam Bush.
Alex Foose and Sam Graham.
Avril Griffiths.
Allison Nelson.
Andy and Darlene Gerton.
Bonnie Galindo.
Brandon Schoenberger.
Brian and Amy Nagel.
Carrie Teague.
Chris Finn.
Christopher and Bridget Finland.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Ibling.
Damaris Diaz-Stevens.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Jason and Francis White.
Jonathan Rivera.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Christy Harrod.
Lori Amos.
Lauren and Nick Rachel.
Matt and Sam Slazdom.
Michelle Carlson.
Nick Cordell.
Naomi Walker.
Preston and Rachel Wilson.
Robert and Nellie Capin.
Scott Elliott.
Stephen Menya.
Yvette Williams.
Zachary and Tammy Moyle.
And Tiffany
Payne. Thanks, everybody.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.